Hey, this is Ray Don Sana, Mr. Appropriately Inappropriate. This podcast is based off thought, wittiness. I could go on and on about myself, but I won't. What I will do is I'll tell you about this new campaign that I just thought about while I was about to make me some coffee, you know, and I made the coffee, and as I was sipping the coffee, I started laughing to myself. And no, I'm not crazy, but I said, hey, this is a great idea. But I'm kind of scared to share with the world because, you know, everybody's a fucking critic, right? Gotcha. Okay, so I said, you know what, man? What could inspire people? What could really inspire reform? You know, we got all these governmental programs that don't work. All these taxations and people donating to stuff that people never actually see for the most part. There are some good charities out there that do amazing work, and I take my hats off to them, and I would like to get involved in more. But I do know that there's a bulk of them that is just like, you know, just the business. It's a write-off, a tax write-off, you know, a bracket to be exploited like most things, all right? But back to my idea before I go off into a tangent, you know. So I was laughing to myself, as I said, all right? And then I was like, okay, Terry, stop laughing to yourself. You got to share this idea because there's nobody here but you and this coffee. And this coffee's not alive. So this is what I came up with. This was the thought. I said, how about if I come up with a campaign to inspire homeless people, all right? And you're probably like, that's amazing, Terry. That's amazing. That's amazing. And I'm like, well, yeah, that is kind of amazing. But this is the catch. Instead of just like making sandwiches and like, you know, put an orange in a brown bag and give it to a homeless person, you know, because it's nice, you know, they get something to eat and whatever. But I don't think a bologna sandwich and cheese with an orange really inspires. I think they would be thankful for that because they're probably hungry or, you know, whatever, or maybe they'll probably sell that to get a beer or something, or, you know, whatever they can, you know, bargain with that, because a lot of them probably, you know, stomachs ain't eating, you know, the way we normal people eat, so, you know, so that's nice, right? But I say, you know what, if you want to change, if we want to eradicate homelessness, give that man some pussy. Yeah, I said it. Give that man some pussy. I guarantee you, if you give that man some of that. Imagine if the Kim K's of the world, right, was defined like homeless. Like, you know, they're already rich and secure. So they go at night, you know, and they find a homeless man and they give that man some, they wash him up and give that man some pussy. You know what I'm saying? Suck him up, get that man some pussy, and then right afterwards be like, look, because that's a mind, that's gonna inspire men, that's gonna change somebody's life, you know. Get that man some pussy and be like, listen, come wake up, come back to the real world. You can have this on a daily basis if you go out there and start working on your life. I guarantee you, motherfuckers will be shaving, trying to get in soup kitchens, working on, you know, getting into shelters to make transitions to getting the SROs, which is single room occupancies, and, you know, they'll start making the transition to do a lot better for themselves when they get some of that pussy. See, Spike Lee had a great idea for the movie Chicago, but the way he pulled it off was trash. I know the power of pussy. It's amazing. Pussy will change. Pussy will make men read. That's another thing. You want to change the literacy in urban culture? I'll tell you what you do. No, I'm going to stick with the homeless campaign because I can go off on a tangent. The homeless campaign. Ladies, if you consider yourself to be an 8 or better, and you want to do a good deed, I call you out this week give one home. I'm not saying to go out and fuck everybody. No. I'm not trying to turn you to a Jezebel if you're religious. No, that's not where I'm going. I'm saying go out and give one homeless man, just one. You can even pick the homeless man that you give the pussy to. Go out and pick one homeless man and give him some pussy. And I guarantee you will inspire that man and you will never see that man on that same corner again. That's right. So the new campaign is find a homeless man and give him some pussy. Okay? Change his life one homeless man at a time.